Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Financial Times. People's Republic of China has responded with outrage after U.S. President Joe Biden called his counterpart Xi Jinping a dictator, in quotes, in a row that threatens the nascent attempt to stabilize the deteriorating relationship between the powers. That's London reporting. I welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. Gordon, did the word dictator make you smile? And did Xi's reaction make you smile? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Xi Jinping is a dictator, though, of course, the Communist Party doesn't like people talking about that. So it just showed how fragile the regime really is. And I think it's an indication that Xi Jinping, who thinks he's the boss of the world, has a very, very difficult personality because he doesn't want people to actually use the term that is correct.
We welcome Jonathan Ward, our colleague, the author of The New, The Decisive Decade, American Grand Strategy for Triumph Over China. Jonathan, the details of the Financial Times story hinge on the president speaking to 130 supporters at a gathering at a private home in California, quote unquote, Financial Times. This is the campaign, and the president used the word dictator. The question is how to interpret this, that Xi, as Gordon just evidenced, is so fragile. Is this the economy speaking? Is this his boasting about Taiwan and not happening speaking? How do you hear it, Jonathan? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John Gordon. Well, I think Xi Jinping is, as most dictators are, thin-skinned. I mean, they do not want criticism. They have a vision of where they're going. They want everybody on board with that. So to be called out by the United States, to be using a pejorative word, and they don't like that word, they try to frame a lot of their system in terms of our own language. They talk about democracy in China even, and we know none of that's true. I mean, the democracy and rights and all of that is completely, non-existent in communist China. However, I mean, Xi Jinping wants to be able to present his sort of face to the world as somebody who's ready to receive investment, to continue to engage, and to also safeguard, as they call it, China's overseas interests and core interests and all of that. They always use the language of taking the rational approach. And that's how they treat our diplomats. It's how they treat other governments. It's their way of saying, look, you know, you can work with us, even as in the long run, we're going to defeat you and undermine you and change the world order. So to hear that they are unhappy with that, I mean, they don't like any hint of the world catching on to their game. And the problem is we not only have to catch on to their game, we have to stop it. So that's really what matters at this point for the United States and for our allies, is not only to realize that, yes, this is obviously a dictatorship that has bad intentions, but to start taking the actions that will slow them down and prevent them from ever realizing their real ambitions against us.
The headline in the Wall Street Journal requires interpretation, Jonathan. So I ask you, Beijing plans a new training facility in Cuba, raising prospect of Chinese troops on America's doorstep. This is Cuban Missile Crisis 1962, Part 2. This intention, troops on America's doorstep, the only interpretation I can imagine is hostile. Does China mean to be this aggressive after playing wolf warrior, which is passive aggressive? This is aggressive aggressive. Do they understand what troops on America's doorstep means to us, Jonathan?
Well, sure they do. And they think that they can get away with this. And I wrote about this in my first book, China's Vision of Victory, about ultimately they intend to have a global military structure, global basing, the ability to project power all around the world. So we're really in the early phases of their long-term grand strategy. You know, some analysts at the Naval War College have shown us they have 95 ports all over the world, and many of those can be converted into military facilities. So from the signal intelligence facility that's apparently in Cuba to the possibility of having you know, Chinese technical experts and troops in Cuba. I mean, they're going to have a global basing structure if we don't slow down their economic march. And this is just one element of it. I mean, they've been active in the Western Hemisphere for a very long time. Their trade with Latin America has burgeoned over the decades. You know, we barely have a strategy for Latin America, and they've made enormous gains. So we're talking about a global economic and ultimately military strategy. On one hand, they talk about being able to defend their interests around the world, energy, resources, you know, markets. I mean, all of that eventually is the goal is for that to be defended by the Chinese military as they see it. But in the meantime, we have this very near-term immediate contest between us, the United States, and the People's Republic of China, and they want to make sure that they have certain advantages in our hemisphere. So we're going to have to push back against all of this.
Gordon, troops in Cuba mean 90 miles from the territory of the United States of America. Is this alarm bells, to your understanding? Does China mean to set off the alarm bells in Washington with this deployment?
I think that China is arrogant, as Jonathan said. I'm sure they understand the reaction in the U.S., but I believe that they think that we are so weak that we won't do anything about it. So this is another sign of their utter disrespect for the United States in general and the Biden administration in particular.
And won't do anything about it. John Kennedy and his ex-com blockaded Cuba. Is that possible here in the 21st century, Gordon?
Well, it's certainly possible. I don't think it's possible with a Biden in the Oval Office. But it's something that the United States can think about doing. Troops are one thing. The question is whether China will introduce long-range missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear weapons. That would be something different.
You have a question for Jonathan.
So, Jonathan, do you think the Chinese are so arrogant that they would introduce intercontinental ballistic missiles to Cuban soil?
I think it's a little early for that. No, I don't think we're on that road yet, but I think there is the real danger is their ability to move anti-ship cruise missiles around the world's oceans and seas to put those in, you know, civilian sort of masked in civilian shipping, that sort of thing. So I think their maritime power, and that also includes overseas facilities, overseas potential basing ports that they own, you know, diplomatic relationships where they're able to move, you know, military infrastructure or sort of, you know, develop military relationships further. You know, they could bring the sort of anti-access area denial weapons that we've seen proliferate in the Pacific. They could certainly move those to other parts of the world. So I think that's part of why we have to realize that this is not just about the West Pacific. It's not just about the Indo-Pacific. I mean, the military theaters involved could be very different from that. But I think we're still, you know, far short of a real, you know, Cuban Missile Crisis style strategic weaponry in the Western Hemisphere. This is more, you know, way earlier stage than anything like that.
The summary of Secretary Blinken's visit uses the metaphor of thaw. We now have the president saying dictator of the general secretary. We now have the suggestion of troops in Havana. Is this a thaw, Jonathan? We have less than a minute.
Not even close. No, this is definitely not a thaw. I mean, we're getting into the very beginning of hardcore U.S.-China competition. We're now in the consequences phase. I mean, we spent decades building this totalitarian state into an economic superpower with our capital and technology, and now we're in the consequences zone. So the fact that we want to stabilize it may be a good intention, but we're really just getting into the very beginning of the real game.
And Gordon, your opinion, thaw, is that inappropriate or appropriate for Secretary Blinken's conversation in Beijing? We have 30 seconds.
It was not a good thing to say because deterrence is breaking down already. Blinken should have been using resolute words to show the United States will defend itself, its friends and allies.
Last thought for you, Jonathan. Core of cores is how Wang Yi spoke of Taiwan. Does that mean war is imminent, to your opinion? How did you hear that? 20 seconds.
I think war can still be deterred, but we need the right deterrence packages in the Pacific, and we need an economic containment strategy. We're going to have a full-spectrum grand strategy. You know, I've laid one out in The Decisive Decade in my new book, but they are telling us loud and clear what matters to them, and we still have to be able to prevent all that and stop them.
Jonathan Ward, The Decisive Decade is the book. Gordon Chang, I'm Gordon G. Chang. I'm Jonathan.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.